Well, good morning. It is 8:41 a.m. here on Thursday, November the 14th, 2024. On a it's a mostly blue sky morning here in the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's a lot of high thin cloudiness up there, but it's mostly blue sky. It's really nice. It's cold. 30 degrees. Official temperature is 31, but I'm not sure. Is it 30? Is it 32? I don't know. Low 30s. Below freezing, I think. Generally, right around freezing at any rate. So yeah, I got going this morning, got up, got moving. It lasted an hour. I need to stop talking about time like that. I didn't lose an hour. I didn't lose that hour. Like, it's tucked away someplace in a pair of pants that I've forgotten and put them through the wash. I spent a rather pleasant hour over breakfast and reading and taking a little break. Felt good. I felt real good. I'm still in awe of wandering in and what Pirate Abba, whoever that person might be, has managed to accomplish with this saga. It's not a story. It's a collection of stories interwoven, some of them intertwined, most of them intertwined, although it's been interesting seeing new threads being woven in and how they develop over time and eventually included in the wider story that revolves around the wandering in as setting. Lots of side trips, we're gonna go to here. We're going to go over there, but we're always going to come back to the wandering in, and maybe it won't be clear right away why we went over here or why we went over there, but eventually, so far, everything has come back to the wandering in. There are threads that are hanging. Even here, half past volume 9. And I can't begin to tell you how big these books are. I'm reading 40 hours a week, and I can get through 1.5 or 2 of them a week. I'm reading so much. I'm spending so much time sitting in a comfy chair reading. And every time I stand up, I think, what did I learn? How can I use this? There are so many lessons here. The first one is looking at why this isn't a story. Why this isn't a series of novels. It's published that way. It stands up the so far every one of the novels has ended at a good point, never ending on the final point, always pointing ahead to what hasn't happened without being a cliffhanger. And that takes some skill. That takes some mad skill. But the wandering in is less a story as it is a setting that what's happening here is not the normal kind of evolution of story, although a lot of the characteristics of classic Western fiction exist in each volume. It's not the same kind of story. That may be why I bounced off at first. I don't know why I bounced off it so many times in the beginning. But it's really massaging my reader bump, my writer bump, as well as my reader bump. And it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. In a lot of ways, it's the same way I treated the Golden Age, although I only really showed the one point of view. It was with The Smuggler's Tale that I first started multiple point of views in a single book, I think. And then Dark Knight Station was back and forth and up and down and all over the place. And I really regret not taking the time to go through and date that stuff so I could figure out what was happening when, because some of the things happen out of time sequence. They're out of temporal sequence. And it makes it difficult to understand exactly when in the Golden Age all that stuff happened sometime in the distant past. But I spent a little time with Roger yesterday, and I'm working through the problem I'm having with Roger at the moment is that he's just going through the motions, and nothing's really happening beyond, and this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and nothing's really standing up. Nothing's really driving the story forward. And that's not necessarily bad. The story is moving forward, even though it's not being driven forward. Approaching it as a 4-act story instead of a 3-act story, maybe the right perspective on this. I've been trying to write a story like that for a while. Maybe this is it trying to come out. I don't know. But I spent a little time with Roger yesterday. I spent a little time with the X4 Foundations yesterday. Spent a little time with my fountain pens yesterday too. It was a day of shifting around and adjustments, and I managed to remember to feed my sourdough starter. I should feed it again this morning. I'll be able to bake with it this afternoon. Try one of the sample loaves. Maybe I'll do that. I had a very relaxing hour where all I really could do was sit and wait in the parking lot and read my book in a relatively comfy chair. Sun was out, heated up the inside of the car nicely. It was nice. Today I got a bunch of stuff. I got a couple things that I really should do today and get them out of the way. I need to inspect the van. I need to get an emissions inspection for the van. I don't have a $25 coupon to give to the guy. I'm going to have to pay for it. But I need the inspection before I can register it. So then I think I can register the car online. File the paperwork this weekend. I'll have plates next week, which will be good. I have until, you know, almost Christmas to make that happen, so I have some time, and I'd rather not push it to the last minute. I could probably drive over and do it in person if I made an appointment. But I'm also short on a couple groceries, so in spite of the fact that I have most of a full pantry, I've got some significant holes that I need to fill. I feel like I should stock up on stuff, because I know perfectly well Kroger's going to start price gouging worse going forward. What I can get that's shelf stable. 100 pounds of flour. Coming up on a get ready, stay with me. Month post. Buy it now, it's $2 a pound instead of 12. So luckily both of those tasks are in the same direction, so I can do it in one go. Drive over, get the emissions test, and then stop at the grocery store on the way back. That'll work out. I don't think I've got a pharmacy I have to pick up, a prescription I have to pick up at the pharmacy. The smell of fall, the smell of fallen leaves into a distinctive petrichor. And I'm walking in sunshine. So I have a warm chest. My fingers are thawing out. That's good. That's good. We like thawed fingers. But yeah, I played X4 a little bit yesterday and managed to go about an hour and a half without having to restart. I don't know that I'm getting any better at it. I have gotten better at when something happens, I pause the game. It's become a reflex now. I can pause the game, still navigate around. Ooh, easy dog. Easy dog. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Black lab off his leash. In the dooryard. He also has a limp, so he got some sort of problem with one of his forepaws. So yeah, pause, evaluate what's going on. What do I have I can do about it? Do I need to do anything about it? Do I just tell them to flee? I have some Ka'ak problems and some, I haven't seen a lot of Xenon lately. It's gone a lot better since I figured out how to blacklist. So I can keep my freighters out of trouble zones. Are those clouds or are those dispersed contrails? It's hard to tell. That looks like clouds. It looks like cloud. Yeah, that looks like clouds. It's quite lovely. I'm glad I walked. Actually, I came out this morning. It's not snowing. It's not bitterly cold. Day's warming up. I don't know what maybe it's supposed to be in the 50s today. That would be good. Maybe I can get some of my outdoor chores done today. Fix the back gate. Take the awnings down. Bring them in so they're not being beaten to death by winter weather. Can hear little birds chirping. Some of those are sparrows. Hood back. I'm warm enough here. Of course, I'm wearing 4 layers. I put on the extra fleece vest. Probably didn't need it. 30 degrees, I can get by with a parka, I think. Come coming up on the park here. Still a couple of trees. It's a big cottonwood tree that has most of its leaves still. They're looking red, but still there. The little brushy, bits still have some leaves on them, where they're sitting right in the drainage ditch. So whatever moisture comes down, they get a little bit of it, a little extra. And I see 4 or 5 patches of milkweed out there. No, that's not. What is that? Sunflower, maybe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5. At least 4. No, there's just one in there. Yeah, at least 5 patches of milkweed out in the field. Some tufty things. I don't know what they are. They are some sort of western plant. I need to go out with my iNaturalist and try to figure out what they are. But they're still greenish. They turn a little yellow. The flowers, spikes that came out of the middle of them are all brown and hanging down. But definitely in winter mode, or getting into winter mode. The Willow Sister is looking willowy. The younger one is looking pretty yellow this morning. The other still has a lot of green. These big crab apples are big flowering crabs. I don't ever see much by way of fruit on them, but they flower up nice. They're still mostly green. Some exposed red on the edges, the tops, but still a lot of green, still a lot of leaves. My maple has a remarkable amount. It's got pretty much all of its leaves. They're not green anymore. They're sort of yellow and brownish, but they're still there on the tree, not on my yard, which is nice. Yeah, with this little dog coming along this way. But what do you know? I'm back. At the back gate. Still on track for my 40 miles this year. Just barely, but still on track. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.